As you know, this is a major decision affecting the CPA, affecting stability in Sudan. And the most recent statements by the government and by the Southern Sudanese have indicated they will accept the outcome of the tribunal. And the anticipation is extremely high within the country. One hopes that both sides will accept the outcome and the will carry out the steps to implement that outcome in a peaceful and cooperative fashion.
Mark, if the verdict or the ruling goes either way, what do you see as the dynamics of either bringing the country together or adversely affecting the fragile peace accord between the North and the South?
The fundamental issue is how the tribunal comes down on the question of the original border decisions with Abyei. And if it confirms the original decision, which would essentially provide that most of the resources in that area would fall within southern Sudan, then that makes the upcoming referendum 2011 extremely important for the future of the country. It means that the bulk of the resources will be available to southern Sudan. And on the other hand, the decision could well decide on some division of those resources and in a way that would provide for the sharing of the benefits.
Mark, a recent statement from embattled President Bashir saying that they will not cede Abyei to anybody. Some people say that that could potentially plunge the country into chaos if indeed the ruling favors the South. What is your take on that?
Well, I think it would be particularly unfortunate for either side to first reject the findings of the tribunal. They both agreed on this independent international arbitration. And most recently here in Washington, they both reaffirmed that they would accept the outcome. And it would be a tragedy for the country if that were not to be the case. The only way forward in a peaceful fashion is, in fact, for the tribunal's decision to be respected and to be implemented in a rational and objective fashion. And all of the parties hopefully will take that view, and the international community should support them.
Looking at the verdict today, how do you think that will have an impact on possible elections that both sides are looking up to?
Well, as you know, the at the moment, the issue about the timing of elections is up in the air. The crisis group recently issued a report that indicated that given the uncertainties and the questions of logistics, the need to find a way to ensure that the Darfuris are able to participate in the election, the 2 million or so that are in the IDP camps, the need to resolve the disagreements over the voter registration, that there needs to be a postponement of those elections. As you may recall, only this last, actually over the weekend, the Security Council on Friday, last Friday, urged all of the parties to respect the decision of the Permanent Court of Arbitration on Abyei, called on them to implement the decision, and urged that they communicate their commitment to the various constituencies around the country. I think that there's nothing that's more important in terms of peace and security in Sudan at the moment than for the parties, both the government and southern Sudanese, to act in a way that will ensure that their constituents understand the importance of respecting the decision and avoiding any violence in the area, and take actions designed to prevent conflict rather than actions that would lead to increased violence. In that regard, it's important to note that the head of the UN peacekeeping has stated that they have increased the UNMISS presence for civilian protection in the region.
If the arbitration rules today, Wednesday, how do you see the implementation of its ruling? Because some suspect that there could be skirmishes here and there from the losing side if indeed the ruling goes the other way. What do you make of it?
Well, I think that the both sides need to respect the ruling, and they need to undertake to help implement the tribunal's decision. My understanding is that both sides have agreed that they would guarantee the rights of the Missouri and other nomads to continue their grazing, but that there needs to be immediate action to support the decision in demarcating the border, as the tribunal later today will indicate.